So in somnambulism, that's where we're aiming for this process. Remember the phrase, all levels of hypnosis are created equal, though some are more equal than others. When we're doing this process, I would pose a bit of a challenging thought to what's often taught around this, which would be that I am willing to accept whatever level of hypnotic depth I get to still make the process work. So while the goal would be to be in full-blown somnambulism into full revivification, at its core, age regression is a positive hallucination experience. However, the key is, if we're talking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, if we're using the Aaron's depth scale, I can achieve that positive hallucination at a lighter state because I'm not doing the moment like I did with Kelly when he was with us last weekend of open your eyes and describe that on the wall. Through the advent of the eyes being closed, I'm able to achieve that profound phenomenon at a lighter state because I'm not having you open your eyes and be there in the stroller. Does that make sense? So age regression at its core is a positive hallucination event, yet because the eyes are closed, I can achieve it at lighter states. As a side note, very often we would talk about you want to confirm the client is at that ideal level of depth before you attempt the age regression. To which this was something I alluded to earlier, that very often, like the magician playing the game of misdirection and guiding the process forward, I will likely have made use of some other strategy that validates the desired depth of hypnosis. Which is where I can now share with you, very often, if I'm going to make use of age regression, in the words of Roy Hunter, session number one, positive trance trip, session two, let's go in and resolve the issues. Which is how session two may likely begin, as I lightly graze the back of your hand with my fingertip, it's a piece of ice. Why? It's inducing a positive hallucination, verifying a profoundly deep level of hypnosis, confirming I've got the ideal level. So what am I doing? I'm doing quality change work, yet like the magician who you don't realize is setting up the next trick, I'm confirming where I am, so now going into it, we're ready to go for this advanced strategy. That is a unique thing to this training with me, of thinking of that nature of, let me use a strategy which is effective to set myself up for the next technique, rather than having to do a whole series of other deepeners and re-enter something brand new. So just consider that as a mindset, that if there's ever the moment of, I want to do glove anesthesia, well, what else is close to that? And to work intentionally through hypnotic depth, it's a really cool way to be more effective in a more efficient use of your time in the session. So regression, done for all sorts of purposes. We're talking about it here through the ideas of find the cause, resolve the issue, and future pace it forward. Slingshot, pull back, let go, project them forward. Though there is regression in terms of just enlightenment purposes, to use a general terminology here. I'm just curious. There's, of course, the whole category of past life regression, which we're going to hit next right after this segment as well. There's also the, I can't find this item, can you regress me back to where I found it? And I've done that with many clients over the years. It's a category I tend to not like, just for the whole reason of if your conscious or unconscious mind on any level don't know where that object is, I'm not psychic and neither are you. We're not going to find it. There are way too many stories, though, or moments where I went, if the cat knocked it under a dresser, you don't know that. And sure enough, it was under the dresser. I got a funny email one time from a guy who had this antique gun in his home that when his grandson was coming to live with him for the summer, the experience was, I don't know where I put that thing. And the thing, I mean, the firing pin was rusted over and broken off years ago. So even if little Billy found the gun, he couldn't hurt himself with it. But he's just going, basically, if my son calls up and goes, why did Billy find a gun? I don't want to deal with that conversation. So on the phone, I go, look, if it fell behind the washing machine, there's no way that you and I would know where it was. 3 months later, I basically get an email going, it was behind the washing machine. So if you don't know where it is, although there's a beautiful session that we were done in 15 minutes, because suddenly it was the eyes popped open. I put it in an envelope behind the dresser in this shoebox. Can I go now? Yeah, go ahead. And that's where it was. So does it have to be a two-hour session? No. He got the intended result. Several hypnotists have the story of working with clients to find $20,000 in cash that they misplaced. Well, my fee is only $150 for the session plus 10% of the fine. No, it's up to you. The key, again, to modify the classic phrasing of never lead the witness, we're going to want to modify that because while I'm in the search and recovery phase of hypnoanalysis, never lead. When I'm in the hypnotherapeutic change work, lead like crazy because that's where the change is being produced. Now, I'm going to want to rely on what the client is bringing to the process, yet if I ever have to throw in a suggestion, hey, it's what you're here for, let's go right ahead. It's appropriate there. The process is one of often empowering catharsis. As Aristotle would say, the purgitation of the soul. Oddly enough, Aristotle's Five Poetics is sitting on my counter right now at home in our kitchen. I have no idea why, but that's where the concept of catharsis is discussed. Of looking at it from the perception of it's that release of the feeling. There may be something true about the phrase, you have to go through it to get out of it. Though again, the Tom Nicoli line, you've been waiting to have the last word on this issue for quite some time. Just let that thing go once and for all. That being said, I don't feel we have to keep them in it. This is not, in my opinion, systematic desensitization. This is not run the scene over and over to the point it doesn't harm you anymore. It could be, though respectfully, that's not what I'm training you here. And I may be sorting through my own personal bias of the number of clients over the years who have gone through systematic desensitization, either through counselors and therapists, and it made the issue a whole lot worse. For some of the people, some of the time, that may be the result. That's not what I'm training you. I'm not running it through just over and over to become, you know, sort of neutral to it. Though that's a strategy that was classically taught. Again, remember abreaction. If you control it, if you create it, you have control over it. So we are going to be inducing abreaction inside of this. So what's our basic roadmap? Find the cause, provide insight, run the scene with better strategies in place, clean up any subsequent events, and then future pace to check your work, integrating the entire way through. What I'm going to be training you is affect bridge induced age regression, followed by informed child, followed by subsequent event cleaning up, integration, and then future pacing to solidify the change. Though take note, after we go through these individual steps here, I'm going to be sharing other regression strategies. Because remember, I criticize the one who goes, yeah, if you're doing ISEs and SSEs the whole way back, you're going to be there for 3 hours with your client. Well, sometimes when you're doing this stepping backwards, you may be getting age 26, age 25, age 25, age 25, age 25. A lot of crap happened that year. Age 24. And maybe then you're there going, I got stuff to do. At which point there are strategies to figuratively throw that lawn dart and land back at the ISC, or throw that net to catch the ISC a little bit more directly. Basically, and that's a rare experience for me, though if you run into that, I'm about to share strategies around that. And again, you've got here the metaphor as I do it. As a side note, I only classically do my formal all positive pre-talk at the beginning of session number one. However, you saw me do this the other day with John when we were talking control room, which was that I'm going to run a menu by you before the session begins to get a little bit of a conscious hypnotic contract buy-in that that's going to work. So this is I give a pre-talk before advanced strategies for that reason. You ever get that feeling? You saw me do it actually in the demo this morning, where it's like part of you wants this and part of you wants that, and it would be great just to kind of bring them together and integrate it as a whole. And the moment you're nodding, I'm going, cool, this is going to work. And I'll run the slingshot metaphor by my client ahead of time, which conditions what's about to happen. We did that yesterday with the self-hypnosis. I gave you the roadmap of where we were going. Sound good? Yeah. It's going to help you now. Now you're expecting it. So consider that a little bit of an overview of the process. When do I make use of age regression? When do I not? Well, this is where we officially begin the conversation of session structure. Because where I vary from many people out there is I never assume anything. I was trained at one point, session one, direct suggestion and imagery. Session two, age regression. Session three, direct suggestion and imagery. Session four, teach them self-hypnosis. That's what I was trained to do at one point. However, remember back to Heartland? By doing ego strengthening, by building up the individual, by doing things like success trigger, which were all about building up the individual, what's my check to see if age regression may or may not be appropriate? Session number two, you're in front of me again. How do I begin every subsequent appointment? Hey, first of all, before we talk about the results, walk me through what you recall most of the session last time we were here. What themes, what experiences stand out to you? On the page all about the first session framework, that's scripted out for you. And through the feedback, that's going to tell me whether or not age regression is going to be within my menu of choices of the style we're now about to talk about. Because basically, if you're in front of me session number two, and how did it go? You know, it's been fantastic. I got up to speak and everything was wonderful. I just felt so confident and wonderful. Basically, I'm going to pull age regression out of my tool chest if there's a place where the process has stalled. There's a place of what we could consider to possibly be subconscious resistance, and the goal is let's go in and resolve whatever that thing is. That being said, if you're in front of me for a fear, chances are we're going to go in this direction. If you're in front of me for, I mean, like massive anxieties, which are basically another flavor of fear, I'm likely going in this direction. If we're in the categories of, I mean, extreme emotional eating, yeah, game on. If it's, you know, so things like habits and behaviors around weight loss, not always. You know, here's a category I actually get quite a bit of. Hey, the wedding's in 3 months, I need to shave off 10 pounds. It's where I have to very respectfully say I'm not looking at that as being some deep-seated emotional issue that we have to uncover and release. We got to modify some behaviors and let this stuff become more natural. I very rarely do age regression with smokers because everything else we've already talked about is just so damn effective that I just don't need to. Though when there's that moment where I've been doing fantastic, here's a woman I saw recently with celiac disease, and the problem was, it was this multi-pronged thing. If I have alcohol, my defenses drop, and then all of a sudden I'm eating everything that I know is bad for me, and then I'm at home sick for a couple of days. And I had a horrible day at work, and I just went home, and I just went on a bender. Game on, that feeling inside of you that has everything to do. So I am not, hear this statement carefully, hear this statement with importance, I am not telling you you should regress every single client. And for the four or five students that I've had to very publicly remind them of that in various forums, no, you did not learn that from me. There are some who would tell you that you cannot get permanent results unless you're doing age regression. I would tell you those people don't know how to understand how to give a hypnotic suggestion. They don't understand compounding. They don't understand how to do imagery and metaphors and all these other strategies. They don't understand anchoring. They are if the only tool you had was a hammer, everything would start to look like a nail. And that's how they're working. So it is a viable strategy when deemed appropriate. As opposed to, oh, fear of flying, I'm going to regress you. Well, chances are I probably will. But in all these other categories, not necessarily. In fact, if you want a little bit of a reference, on my Yelp page, there's a woman by the name of Sharon. Sharon's dropped 40 pounds and's kept it off in the last couple of years. I never went beyond eating slowly enough to feel that satisfaction and feel wonderful. As you're exercising now, it feels more natural and normal. I never did a bit of regression in any style with her. There's a woman also on the Yelp page fear of flying. I went from being terrified to sleeping on the flight. I did success trigger with her, but we never went after the cause. Regression is a category.